This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. And once again, it is so exciting to be able to talk to one of our local providers, a local farmer. So joining me by phone is Jamie Ager from Hickory Nut Gap Farms. And hi, Jamie. How are you?
Leah, good. Thanks for asking.
So are you out in a truck somewhere? Or are you on the farm? Or wait, no, I know. You're probably sitting up with your feet up in front of a television set eating bonbons like you usually are, right?
Very much so, yeah. There's never anything to do around here.
That's right.
Mostly just talk on the phone.
I'm totally being sarcastic because I know that the Ager family and Hickory Nut Gap has a lot going on. And we're going to be talking about some of their agritourism events, but also about the background for Hickory Nut Gap Farm and the relationship between Hickory Nut Gap and Ingles. So, Jamie, for those who are not familiar with Hickory Nut Gap Farm and the brand Hickory Nut Gap, can you give everybody sort of a historical look at what Hickory Nut Gap Farm is?
Yeah, sure. So Hickory Nut Gap Farm, we're based out of Fairview, which is about halfway between Asheville and Chimney Rock on 74A, about 20 minutes from downtown Asheville. And I'm fourth generation there at the farm. My great-grandparents moved to Fairview in 1916. So we actually just celebrated our 100-year centennial here
at the
farm.
That's exciting. Wow.
Pretty exciting for us. And it kind of was exciting to kind of reflect on the 100 years of what's going on here. My great-grandfather was actually a Presbyterian minister.
Oh.
He came to Western North Carolina right after World War I broke out, and his lovely bride had been studying art in France with when the war broke out, and she had to flee Paris and came back to Chicago where they were living, and they fell in love and came through Western North Carolina on their honeymoon and found the farm out here in Fairview and fell in love with it. And so now we've got about 20-some cousins that live around here, and I always say we're a family farm, for better or for worse.
Wow. Yeah, if folks who are listening have not been out to that area, and you know, we have listeners all over the world, Jamie, not to make you nervous or anything, but we if you haven't been out towards Fairview, it's a beautiful area. You kind of leave sort of the highway behind very quickly, and you're on a two-lane road, and you've got farmland on either side of you. You've got dairy farms. A lot of that area just looks probably like it has for the past, I don't know, 100 years or so, maybe, or at least 50 years, right? There's still not a whole lot of development out that way.
We've got some great neighbors that we all kind of have kept the rural landscape intact. And it's exciting to me to see the interest in local food and the local food economy has helped preserve the farmland in these areas, because we're certainly prone to development pressure as being as close to town as we are, but the fact that we can still make a living on the farm is pretty exciting for us to be able to keep living the lifestyle that we love to live.
Yeah.
Well, and we actually, the farm, we're lucky enough to, in 2008, my family, my mother and her brothers and sisters decided to actually put the farm into a conservation easement, meaning that the farm will not be developed in perpetuity.
Great.
So we look forward to the future where we can keep on farming.
Yeah,
I've got three sons, and that will be something they can do.
Yeah, I've met, I think, all of your sons at one point, or at least a couple of them at different events, and they're... You've got a beautiful family, and we're so fortunate to be working with Hickory Nut Gap, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that relationship. But, Jamie, how many acres is Hickory Nut Gap Farm out in Fairview? How many acres do you have?
We have about a total of about 400-and-some acres,
mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's a family farm that's kind of broken up by a few, you know, different family members own different pieces of the farm, but yeah, that's about right.
Okay. And I want to make sure we mention that if people are interested in learning more about Hickory Nut Gap Farm, and we'll be talking more about their different agritourism events, you go to hickorynutgapfarm.com. And they're also very active on social media, on Facebook and Twitter. How about, do you know Instagram? Are you on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And you can find out about Hickory Nut Gap, and they've got lots and lots going on. It's not just a simple farm like it was probably, 30 or 40 years ago, right, Jamie?
Right. Yeah. We were in the dairy business for about 50 years.
Oh, okay.
When I was a little boy, we sold the dairy when I was 12, and the farm didn't have a large revenue generator for a number of years there. But Amy and I decided to come back and start raising grass-fed beef and pasture-raised pigs. And my cousin, Amy Louise, and her husband, Isaiah, growing vegetables on the farm. They have Flying Cloud Farm there, okay, too. And so over the past 15 years, we've certainly diversified into sort of more creative ways of doing business in Western North Carolina. So we raise grass-fed beef, pasture-raised hogs. All the animals are raised, pasture-based and antibiotic-free and that type of thing.
Okay, we're going to be talking more with Jamie Aker of Hickory Nut Gap Farm. So we want to make sure, again, that I mentioned the fact that you can buy Hickory Nut Gap Farm beef in at least their ground beef in every Ingles store. And sometimes in some of our stores, you can buy their chops and their different cuts of beef as well. You can find out more about Hickory Nut Gap by going to hickorynutgapfarm.com. And as I mentioned earlier, you can find them on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as well. And there's just a wealth of information about the farm. And a lot of times you can find Hickory Nut Gap appearing at our Taste of Local events too. So if you are interested in coming to one of our Taste of Local events and meeting somebody from Hickory Nut Gap Farm sampling their grass-fed beef, go to our Facebook page is probably the best place, and look under the events tab. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian, talking with Jamie Aker of Hickory Nut Gap Farm. You can find Hickory Nut Gap meats, usually their ground beef, in all of our stores. And in some of our stores, you can actually find some of the different chops and cuts. So, Jamie, do you know how many of our stores carry the chops and the different steaks and things like that?
I don't know, Leah. I don't organize the meat and where it goes on a weekly basis, because we just are able to drop it off at the Ingles warehouse over in Black Mountain.
Yeah, you're so close.
Ingles does its own distribution, which is very much appreciated by us.
Yeah.
But I think it's primarily in the Asheville store.
Yeah.
Is my understanding. Now, I could be wrong.
Do you know how much beef you ship? You like weekly that you send to Ingles?
It's a little over 1,000 pounds of ground beef a week.
That's pretty good.
It's great. We love Ingles. We think they're a great partner.
Well, and speaking of that, I know that you've been working with Ingles for about the past, we were talking before we came on the air, it's been about 2 years, we think, right?
That sounds right. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I know you and I had talked about it at various times, and it was all like, okay, we need to be ready. We need to be ready for Ingles. And then it was a process, because you had to go through, getting the right kind of packaging, and, there was a little bit of a process to it. But once you got the process down, it's all been good, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Hopefully,
yeah,
I'm
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the challenge is, like you said, with processing is, you've got to take a live animal and put it into a sellable ability to sell it locally, and the processing and packaging is so important.
Yeah.
And we were lucky to be able to partner with local processors here to be able to put the infrastructure in place to help make that happen.
Yeah.
And so that was that was a great partnership, and it seems to be working well for Ingles.
Yeah, I think we're happy
and ultimately
too.
The customers.
Yeah, well, and you know, I've been out to your farm in Fairview, and it's just a beautiful property. And I've walked around, and I've seen the cows, and I've seen the pigs, but all of the cows that supply your various customers in Ingles are not there in Fairview, right?
No, not all of it is. I realized pretty early on that in order for us to be able to consistently provide product on a weekly basis, like Ingles needs in order to carry a fresh product, it was going to be really difficult for one individual farm to be able to create that, to make sure that supply chain is consistent. And so I took an ag leadership class through NC State, and I met a really good friend of mine who I talk to almost every day now named Sam Dobson. He's a dairy farmer down in Iredell County. And Sam was doing some innovative grazing concepts with his dairy farm. And finishing cattle on grass is pretty complicated because you don't want to just turn them out on any old pasture. You want to make sure you have pretty high-quality forage in front of the growing animals all the time, in order to make sure that the meat's not tough.
Right.
And so Sam was already doing this with his dairy program, and so we decided to try some of the beef out that way, and it worked. And so at that time, grass-fed beef was becoming better known, and I realized that we could sort of help change the production practices on other farms and not just our own by providing the market, since we'd already done most of the work of developing a market for pasture-based livestock production for this area through the Hickory Nut Gap brand. And so through my relationship with Sam and some of the farms that he knew that were neighbors of his, we were able to sort of grow the program locally to the extent that we could actually create a consistent year-round supply chain for this product. So most of the farms that we work with are in North Carolina, Iredell County. We have a few Mennonite farmers up in Union Grove area. We have one guy in southwestern Virginia. And we also partner with Clemson University down in South Carolina.
Wow.
And so that's where the majority of the product comes from.
Well, I bet it's really great, though, for those farmers, because now they have a consistent outlet for their product, so that, you know, they know they can, you know, their product becomes Hickory Nut Gap brand products, and that you guys have a consistent market for it. So I bet that's like a win-win for everybody, right?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, the way I always describe it is, for the past 80 years, farmers have been told to grow things just cheap all the time, and to their credit, we've developed the most efficient modern agricultural systems the world's ever seen. And we have the cheapest food supply that we've ever had in the history of humankind right now. But along the way, people began asking questions about environmental ramifications, perhaps, or the treatment of the animals and the concern there. And so what we did by starting Hickory Nut Gap out here at the farm was, I realized that we've created a market for sort of a distinct, unique way of raising animals. And if we can help move the needle and encourage other farmers to participate in that type of agriculture, then it creates opportunity for farmers, because this market didn't really exist before. And so if we can help create that market where the environmental concerns win, the welfare of the animals is ensured, and then we have a healthier product and a local product that keeps the money in the local economy, well, then we all kind of win in that way.
Well, and we should mention, since you've mentioned local, ASAP, which is one of the big proponents of local foods and marketing, helping marketing of local foods, is you know, I know you do a lot for and with ASAP. And so if folks are not familiar with that, that's Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project. And you can find a lot of farmers listed there. If you want to help support some of the local economy and the local farmers, they have on their website, which is asapconnections.org, you can find some of these local farmers listed. Stay tuned to the Ingalls Information Mile. We'll be talking more with Jamie Ager of Hickory Nut Gap about some of his really cool and fun agritourism opportunities at the farm out in Fairview. Welcome back to the Ingalls Information Aisle. This is Leah, your Ingalls dietitian, talking with Jamie Ager of Hickory Nut Gap Farm. We've been talking about the fact that Hickory Nut Gap supplies all of our Ingalls stores with ground beef, and you can find some of their chops and steaks in some stores in the Asheville area. And to find out more about Hickory Nut Gap, go to hickorynutgapfarm.com. And Jamie, I was saying before we got on the air that I haven't looked at your website in full disclosure. I have not looked at your website in a while. And when I pulled it up here, I'm like, oh my gosh, they're doing all these really cool things now. And, I've been out. So tell everybody about your farm store, 'cause that's kind of a cool space.
Yeah. So we opened a little store at the farm since we're so close to Asheville, and it was, I built it myself, which means it's probably not a top-notch construction job, but farmer carpentry. But we built our original farm store back in 2006, and just put some freezers in there, and we do a corn maze and have some school groups out during fall of the year. And through that, we were able to generate enough business and need to have kind of a place for people to pay and stuff. So we built this little store. And it's gone really well, and so we decided to add on to the store and add a kitchen and a butcher shop to the store so that when people come out now, we actually can serve them lunch during the summer months and that type thing. So, and then we also have a big barn that we do barn dances in during the summertime, and we have bands come out and on Friday nights, and they would play, and we'd have a square dance and just get the community together during the week. So that's the store's been there now for a pretty good while, and we love having people come out, and it was great to host all the folks from Ingalls out for our appreciation meal too.
That was it was delicious, and it's such a pretty venue, and there were a lot of kids running around, and you have like an area where you had like a little, I want to say almost like a little train thing that you can take little kids around. What is that?
Yeah, it's just a barrel ride.
Barrel rides.
The clatter pillar.
Okay. But there's a couple of events that look really fun that we can mention coming up for your Valentine's Day cider dinner, or Valentine's Cider Dinner on February 11th. Looks like a lot of fun. And so you're having five courses of seasonal fare, five Urban Orchard ciders, complimentary shuttle from Urban Orchards to Hickory Nut Gap. Will that be in the outside space?
No, that'll be actually in the farm store.
Oh, okay.
We just kind of moved some of the shelves around and bring some tables in.
Oh, fun.
And our head chef, Nate Sloan, out here at the farm gets to dish it up and do what he does best and really create a fantastic experience for people. For folks when they come out. And then they pair all these different food courses with a different cider flavor.
Well, and you also have all kinds of other things. I mean, you mentioned things about having, you mentioned about having school kids come out, but you really try and work with some of the local schools to have kids come out to see the pigs and the cattle on the farm, right? That's part of the field
Absolutely.
Trips and tours, right?
Yeah, and I mean, our mission out here is, you know, legacy of food, family, and community. And so that's kind of the whole thing that we try to do is connect people to agriculture, connect folks to their local community, and to give them an understanding of what, you know, the heritage of this area and the culture of agriculture and the whole, and try to create a lot more understanding around farming and food and what goes into to all that. And so, you know, so much of our life, I feel like in this modern day and age is not comprehensive. And so we're trying to sort of bring the community back and bring the people side to farming and really kind of let everybody touch and feel it and experience it. And because we are so close to Asheville, we have that opportunity to do that. And so food and community is a big part of farming.
And I really like, too, I noticed here that you're doing some classes like butchery classes. Are people really interested in learning more about how to butcher their own meats now?
It seems to be the case. Yeah, we sell a lot of those classes, and people love to come out, and we bring in, you know, the hogs that we butcher at in our little kitchen there. We just bring in sides of pork, and we make sausage here and at the farm. We've got unique flavors of sausage that we've been experimenting with during different times of beer. We can add to it, or we have a blueberry sausage, a maple blueberry sausage that's really mm-hmm. good. You know, your standard Italians and those type things. But, you know, if somebody wanted us to make a unique variety of sausage, we could probably work with them and make that happen. So, you know, it's kind of fun to be able to help people understand how it all gets done.
Yeah, I agree, Jamie. I think a lot of times if people knew more about how their food was produced, that they may have less fears about it as well. That I think that they don't understand a lot of what farmers, how animals are cared for and how they're housed and, you know, what goes into their feed. And then so when they hear things that they don't really understand, instead of maybe asking questions, they just get scared and they decide not to eat something, whether it's beef or pork or, you know, something in a package. So the more that
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
And cattle, I mean, they're, you know, people think that they get scared of a certain thing and then they think it's just not okay to eat it.
Right.
And in fact, they don't have all the understanding that they could have.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we certainly appreciate at Ingalls having such a great community partnership with Hickory Nut Gap Farm. And it's great to have you guys come to our Taste of Local events and give people an opportunity to try your grass-fed beef. And, you know, maybe someday we'll have some of the other products, because I'll tell you what, some of those sausages that you were naming sound pretty awesome. So maybe that's in the not too distant future to have.
Sounds good
to you.
I think so. We're working on it.
Well, Jamie, thanks so much for joining us on the Ingalls Information Hour. I appreciate it. Have a great day. Go back to watching
TV.
Thanks
for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Yeah.
Beautiful weather.
Thanks. Bye bye.
All right. Bye.